This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. We are continuing our focus on some of the business sectors that are struggling during this EMCO. Before the break, you heard about what it's like being a farmer up in Cameron Highlands right now, and all the waste, all the crops that are going to waste. They can't harvest the crops because, well, we're in lockdown.
Right. And we're hearing losses of, what, 20, 30,000 a week.
A week. And that is, you know, for some of the workers there, that's their yearly salary.
And the effect of that is, you know, the prices of vegetables will go up for all of us, which is,
and all our meals as well.
And all our meals as well. So anything you order, because that is the ripple effect of what's happened, right? So we got a couple of comments here on WhatsApp here. Their CG said, why is food a farm not classified as essential service? Okay. And I
Don't have the answers for that.
I haven't got a ministerial position here. We've got one here from Kwong. He said, for e-commerce, we're thankful that the MKN has allowed us to continue our work uninterrupted with SOP in place. About the Cameron's and veg farmers, like, we sympathise with them. It's a failure of the right people to come at the SOPs. I strongly believe the various industries can operate as usual with the proper SOPs in place. The setbacks from day one, most of the enforcement authorities have done with the enforcement laws, right? He said e-commerce packaging waste can be reused if there's proper handling when buyers open their boxes. We help resellers and collectors who kept and bring them back to us to be reused. The least we can do is preserve this earth. Well, yeah, you know, so there's all that, right? So he still, you know, doesn't... But I'm surprised as well. Good comment by CG. Why is this not under essential services?
Yeah, that's a good point. If you'd like to chime in at any point of time and tell us what you think about some of the stories we're discussing today, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Now, I was just also chatting with Rich, who was the producer of that piece with Greenheart Farms, right? And he was saying that it was so tough speaking to Luke over the phone over these last few days, you know, trying to get him, book him for our show today, and that, you know, they're all heartbroken up there. So, and you know, if you want to say, go support them online, because, you know, last year during the MCO, we could buy directly from the farmers up in Cameron Highlands, you know, just go online, look for them, and you can purchase your vegetables and all that. But you can't actually do that now as well, because they're stuck. You can't buy online because they can't go harvest the crops as well. So
I'm just wondering, why is it different again from the first one?
Right, but this is the EMCO. You're not allowed to, yeah, it's enhanced movement control order, Frida. It's a little different. Right, we're going to move on now to our next story about the Working for Workers app. So the Human Resources Ministry has received, apparently, over 5,000 complaints through the Working for Workers application on various labour issues, especially not allowing employees to work from home.
Right, so we covered this story 2 weeks ago about the launch.
Yes, I think it was sometime in May, Frida.
Was it
May? Might have felt like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, but about its launch and all that, right? So in this period, it's 5,000 complaints. It's Minister Dato' Sri M. Saravanan said, although warnings have been issued to errant employers, the complaints are still coming in, adding the ministry was acting on the complaints. Apparently, they often receive complaints from employers, taking the opportunity to instruct employees to continue working, even though SOPs have been set for companies that are allowed to operate. The minister also confirmed that the ministry will soon issue a work from home policy. He said most of complaints were employees being forced to come to work, and as at midweek, over 5,177 complaints have been received nationwide since the application was introduced in early May. Where are these culprits? Well, based on data from the 2nd July, it's reported a state with the highest number of work-from-home complaints was Selangor, obviously, with 696 complaints, followed by KL, 505, and Johor, 196, and Penang, 123. The minister also reminded everyone that it was not necessary for workers to go to a labour office to lodge after complaints, as complaints made directly through the WFW application would be acted on immediately within 7 days.
Yeah, so you can do it via the Working for Workers app. You know, employees, local and foreign, you can immediately lodge a labour-related complaint to the Human Resources Ministry via this app. Workers are required to, of course, first register their details on the app, passports for foreign workers, MyCard for Malaysian citizens, and all details of the complainant will be confidential, and the worker can report, if I'm not mistaken, 14 15 types of complaints. There is no need for work permit or visa eligibility. So foreign workers whose permits have expired can also use the app to file the complaints. Now, some of the complaints that you can file using the app are contract disputes between yourself and your employer, late payment of salary, if you're being forced to work during time that you're supposed to be on leave, if there have been issues with unfair dismissals, also not reporting foreign employment, foreign worker employment, and also improper treatment. And you can even lodge your complaints in English or in BM as well. You can attach pictures as proof of physical abuse or incomplete documents. And the HR Ministry has reminded that complaints will be looked into by 80 labour offices nationwide under the Ministry's Labour Department, with action promised within 3 to 7 days.
So a bit of background on the app. It is an initiative by the HR Ministry to address increasing labour malpractices by unscrupulous employers as workers suffer silently with nowhere to turn to for help. The ministry said that in the past, most cases of workers who were denied their labour rights only come to the fore through the NGOs, the media, or when the situation already gotten out of hand. It said workers fear losing their job and sometimes are threatened not to do so, and this has forced them to suffer in silence when the country has all the labour laws in line with the International Labour Organization and other international requirements. So this WFW app will enable such workers to be protected without compromising their safety.
Now, you know, when we spoke about this last month,
two months ago.
Was it May? Oh my gosh, you know, when we spoke about it, I quickly downloaded the app and it was fairly simple to use. So okay. I can see there really isn't any reason why, if you have a complaint, that, you know, this...
You download that app for research purposes.
For research purposes. And it was fairly simple. Just put in your details. I think you got to take a photo of your IC as there's proof. And then you can just quickly put in your complaint. Is a drop down for which segment of complaints that you want to make, and fairly simple, easy to use. And you know, like the HR Ministry says, they've promised to take action between 3 and 7 days. And you know, it's good to hear that people are actually speaking up about errant employers, you know, and to hear that there have been more than 5,000 complaints just on, you know, employers not allowing their workers to work from home.
Right. So, I mean, in normal times, right, it's always a little too late. You've already gone to industrial court, that sort of thing, right? So there's some things that you can bring up now. And it's a lot more difficult now, right, to actually go to industrial court because of the pandemic.
Or to the labour office to do this.
And that sort of thing. So it's great that this has come about.
Yes, thank God for technology. Now, the app is available for free on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Just search for Working for Workers or WFW. Now, we're going to take a quick break for some messages. But when we come back, we'll move on to that story about e-commerce packaging waste. But if you'd like to chime in and send us your thoughts about our top story today, the lockdown's impact on farming, you can do that via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at
BFM Radio.
And BFM Radio.
I never know whether it's the Instagram, Twitter, or the number. I love how you're trying to keep me awake.
Oh, trying to keep you on your toes, Frida. For now, here's Rose Royce with Funk Factory. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.